Electric return at 760-0700. Thank you for calling. This is a Wednesday. In fact, it happens to be the 10th day of August in the 1977th year of our Lord. Anyway, that's what AD means, in case you're interested. Anno Domini, Year of Our Lord. Anyway, enough on the English lesson. Let's hear a few comments. If it could be played so that girls could call him. Unfortunately, Rick, this line is not a pickup line. I'm sorry about that, and that's the way it goes.
Yeah, this is Frank in beautiful Panorama City. I really don't find TV commercials to be very disgusting. As a matter of fact, I think the commercials are rather a facade. But if a manufacturer wants to boast that his toilet paper has got that elegant feeling, it's fine with me. Though how to use a toilet paper to be elegant, I don't know. You see, the joke's on the producers. When a commercial comes on, don't get disgusted. Just laugh at how stupid they are to think you'll be taken in by that crap. I mean, TV?
Steve, I'm really curious to know, how long have you had your electric return going on?
This time around, it's been approximately 2 months.
Okay, let's see if we can get off the subject of commercials, the discussion of which only proves their effectiveness. Everything on TV is a commercial anyway, and TV, which could have been a catalyst for social evolution and a collective social mind, is really just another placebo. Anyway, I'm new to the electric return. And I want to be a phone philosopher, too. But I don't have anything really appropriate to say yet.
So I'll leave with a very general and ponderous question so I can see what kind of thought complexes are listening out there. Then maybe I'll have something to say in response to your response. So, where is man going? This is the Pete Stan from Panorama City.
Yes, it's unanimous. I had a few more comments saying they don't like the new Monty Python movie. What is it, Jabberwocky? So, no one likes that movie so far. M Squared, call in and defend it.
Yes, now that the woman who is... We, the people of the electric return, ought to have a big party. Everybody get together and comment on each other's comments and say, so you're the one. Yeah, that's me. Hey, I'm him. Oh, yeah? You know, we have a big... Hula, hoop-de-doo, gala celebration. We should work out, you know, just people can comment on this. Maybe you know, people don't think it's such a good idea. Maybe, you know, the girl who's originally...
Tough. Maybe it isn't a good idea, but it is going to happen. Within the next couple of weeks, there will be an electric return get-together within the next couple of weeks.
Hi, this is Kathy again from Sun Valley. I had this great idea that before you go back to school, you should have announce a party somewhere at some park or something so everybody can get together and meet each other. And it's just a talk, and, you know, you bring your own stuff, whatever, and you sit around and talk at some park or whatever. Just announce it over the microphone or whatever you want to call it thing. The recording. I think it'd be a good idea before you go back to school.
All right, so I see another person would enjoy that also. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. All suggestions, people that have suggestions regarding the electric return get-together, phone them in on Wednesday night between 8 and 11 o'clock, 8 and 11 o'clock in the evening, on 760-0706, I will be answering live. Let it ring 4 or 5 times. And phone in with some good ideas. And within 2 or 3 days, it will be announced.
This is Rick from West Hollywood. And I was wondering how many people have really seen a Betty Boop cartoon. They were originally made between 1930 and 1939 by Max Fleischer. He was the guy who also made Gulliver's Travels and the Popeye cartoon. Now, I was wondering, really, because I'm making my own Betty Boop cartoons now. And the series was dropped after 39. They were in color in 1962 and showed them on TV.
Those are all the comments that I have elected to play. That has a lot of class, I hope. At this time in the morning, I don't know what's up nor down. Better than saying those are all the comments. Those are all the comments we have elected to play anyway. Same thing, I guess. Rather tired. If you would like to phone in your comments, phone 760-0706. It will answer within 2 rings, give you a beat tone, and you then have 50 seconds to leave your comment. Okay, now that you've got all that. Remember, tonight, on the same number, 760-0706, from 8 to 11, we're answering live for your suggestions on the electric return get-together. But let it ring 4 or 5 times. Anyway, again, lately we don't seem to have quite enough comments. So, you know, get the comments in. Really do, and for the people who leave, like, 10 minutes of comments a day, you may have one good comment in there somewhere, but I don't have time to go fishing for it. You know, I really do put enough work into these tapes that I don't need to be bothered with going through your comment bit by bit for 10 minutes. Otherwise, let's get some new callers to phone them in. And I don't know what else to say. Completely out of comments, out of things to say, but not quite out of tape. What a sad situation. Because it just makes me look like a fool. Now, I don't want you to think that I am a fool, because I'm not. Anyway, the tape's going to repeat in just a couple of moments.